This otherworldly music serves as the sonic backdrop to the American Museum of Natural History's Creatures of Light exhibit. It's a perfect match for the utter weirdness of the life forms on view in the show, such as the jellyfish that glow green, the anglerfish whose lantern-like bulbs dangle from their foreheads, and the luminous glowworms that hang mucus-like strands from cave ceilings to attract and ensnare their prey.
Some of the stuff is just incredible.
Museum Provost Michael Novacek says he's especially intrigued by the bioluminescent creatures that inhabit the deep oceans.
They're probably the most inventive of all of the bioluminescent creatures, because they have to be, because it's totally dark. So there's probably where the greatest potential for discovery is, too. There are so many things down there that we've not even described.
Up to 90% of the habitable Earth is underwater, and most of the animals that live in the pitch-black water below depths of 700 meters are bioluminescent. That's where anglerfish and hatchetfish live. Exhibit curator John Sparks is a marine biologist who specializes in ponyfish, which live closer to the surface. They can emit light during the daytime that matches their physical background and makes them virtually invisible to predators.
We've basically been able to reconstruct the evolution of the light organ system in this group from something very simple, like just a simple outpouching around the esophagus, to this elaborate system we see today where the males shoot lights out of all different sides, you know, their head, their flank, their gills, their mouth. And each species has a specific kind of pattern it emits.
Many bioluminescent animals use light to deceive their prey. The glowing pattern on the underbelly of the large cookie-cutter shark, for example, mimics the rippling play of sun and moonlight on the surface of the water. From below, potential predators can mistake the small dark patches between the shark's lights for small, edible fish. When a fish moves in for what it thinks will be a quick meal, it can become a meal for the shark instead. John Sparks says that some of the most impressive light tricks are performed by deep-sea squids.
You get certain ones that light up all over, almost like a night filled with stars. And then you get other ones like we focus on in the exhibit, the vampire squid, which lights up the end of its tentacles to frighten or try and frighten a predator and get away.
Other animals, such as the tube shoulderfish, shoot bioluminescent fluid from their sides. Cardinal fish startle away predators by vomiting jets of brilliant liquid. And even bitten off chunks of sea cucumbers stay luminous in the mouth of its predator.
So then the predator is now lit up and has to get away to avoid being eaten by something else.
Some creatures of light, like dinoflagellates, live on the water's surface. Their blue-green sparkle is familiar to nighttime swimmers in the shallow bays of Puerto Rico and other tropical locales. The exhibit also showcases some of the many bioluminescent organisms that live on land and light up in a variety of colors. Dismalite gnats glow blue. Brilliant mushrooms from the American Northeast radiate an intense yellow. A giant model of a millipede shows off the many-legged insect's blue-green luminescence. And of course, there are the fireflies. Visitors can see a sampling of the world's more than 2,000 firefly species, including a replica of one common North American firefly that museum artists have rendered 210 times its actual size. University of Florida firefly expert Mark Branham, a consultant for the exhibition, says he has been fascinated since childhood by the light of the firefly.
And it's produced in these very specialized organs in their body that are photic organs, some of which are so highly modified that they have a reflective layer in the back, sort of like a headlight on a car, and they push every photon out of the photic organ. It has been shaped through the millennia to like be as efficient as possible.
Branham says each species of firefly uses a unique flashing pattern to attract its mates.
But there are also other species where the female will give a flash pattern of another species to call in those males, which she's not going to mate with, but she feeds on. And so there are femme fatales in the firefly world.
The Creatures of Light exhibit continues at the American Museum of Natural History in New York until early 2013. The show is drawing large crowds, and the reviews so far have been positively glowing. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.